everyone. Welcome to this week's Indie Artist Music Hustle with Blunt Intelligence. I'm your host, Miss Ronnie, where I always seek to give you exquisite premium repertoire. And before we get started, I need you to hit the like, share, and subscribe button. And don't forget about the podcast. This week, we have a very special guest. We have Carbon Knight. Say hello to everyone.
Hi, everybody. Carbon Knight in the building.
What we're going to do is let you take over and tell everyone a little bit about yourself.
Okay. Well, my name's Carbon Knight. As an artist, my real name's Kevin Staff. And I've got other names as well. DJ King Smokes, the Common Smokes, and the Common Smokes and Blunts as well, because I had a rap group called Smokes and Blunts in the early 2000s. And that. And yeah. What else? What do you want to know about me? I'm in the UK, Nottingham. That's my hometown. That's where I'm at right now. Mm-hmm. And yeah, man, doing this music thing for a while.
So how is the music scene where you're at right now, considering it's like post-COVID almost, kind of?
Well, it's a little quiet. There's a couple of things popping off, but I just put on the show just about 2 months ago, 3 months ago. I sold to get out there. So I just linked up a couple of rappers from around the country and all that. We got together, put our money in, got like a headliner and all that. One artist named Brits. She's a UK artist. She's originally from Jamaica, but she lives in Birmingham. What's not too far from Nottingham as well. And there was a load of artists there, like Triller Taylor. We had, who else did we have? An artist named Dice as well. That's a female artist. And GFM. An artist that's like a group.
Okay.
Yeah, named GFM.
So all the artists that you put together on that event, was it like everybody was ready to get out and perform because, you know, things had been shut down for so long? Or, I mean, I don't even know how it is there. I mean, because to me, I feel like they have relaxed a lot of things in the United States. But, you know, people are still being cautious with going out. I mean, so was the artist like ready to perform, or they was like,
they're ready to perform?
How did you get back acclimated with performing and back in the industry in that capacity after COVID?
Well, it was hard. I'm not gonna lie, it was hard because I was in for a long time. It's not like it was being a bellies, like fighting against the system or anything like that. We still was moving like how they kind of wanted us, because You're just going to get yourself into trouble over here. You understand? We're in England. You get me? So police are patrolling. You understand? If you ain't got your masks on to that, they'll be asking you, ah, because you ain't got your masks on. So we did kind of move a certain way, but me, I got straight back to it. Like I did have a break. I did have a break because I was doing my merch and all that. And before the COVID, I invested in a lot of stuff, and COVID hit. So it set me back. I'm not a proper company, so I can't get that company money and whatever. And I sat still all now. I've got a lot of stuff in my house, boxes, T-shirts and all kind of vests and all kind of stuff. What I ain't really got to because of the COVID thing. So what I kind of did, I had that break in it. We had that break because we couldn't really get out. So we had that break when it was that time. And I seen other people moving as artists, because I'm a person, I push my music over America. I don't really push in England. As an English artist, I don't work like that. They call me hip hop. I'm hip hop here. So I've always was linked with States DJs, radio DJs, mixtape DJs, rappers, singers, and all that over America. So I was always tuned in, always had fresh music, playing the music. Before it came out properly over America like that, I got fresh. I always played exclusive. So I kind of always pushed my thing straight over America. So as soon as we got back, I dropped mixtape. with a mixtape DJ named DJ Cool Hand. I linked up him, we dropped a couple of mixtapes with me on it, and I just hosted the last one, what he kind of just kind of put out, called it's called Real Kings Volume, I think it's Volume 22. Yeah.
Okay, so I have a question. So you've been in the music industry for a long time, and you said that you kept it going on your pace during COVID and after. Yeah. Do you think, because sometimes when you work with artists, they have like stank attitudes or whatever. Do you think that overall attitudes has gotten better because of COVID?
I can't really say because I haven't really been out that much to shows or anything like that. But no, I can't really talk on that like that because I stay in my lane. I'm not an artist. What's watching?
No, not in that capacity. What I mean is, sometimes you will have people that think that they're so big that they act a certain way. But since COVID, it kind of like leveled the playing field for everybody. So do you think that working with artists now, they're more apt to be more, I guess, agreeable doing collaborations because they had a lot of time to lose money during COVID to say, well, I really need to work with this person. I don't need to act like that, or I need to do my part, or I need to be consistent, or I need to show up. Those different things. Do you think the attitudes towards working in the industry has gotten better since COVID? Because even with major stars, they made a lot of money off club appearances. That's and different right. things like that. And they, I make this amount of money, but when that money is gone and they need to work with somebody, do you think that they still have the attitude that they had before COVID, or do you think attitudes have gotten better because of COVID? Not necessarily because of COVID, but the time frame.
Yeah, the time frame. Yeah, I understand what you're saying. Yeah, definitely. Because like when they said COVID, bodies start dropping, innit? Bodies start dropping. Yeah, a lot of people's was dying at the same time. So yes, that's most definitely that got a lot of artists, a lot of actors, a lot of performers shook in a real way. You understand? Because time's ticking now. Now they know time's precious in that way. So yes, it's definitely made a lot of people in this industry fix up in a good way.
Okay. So Tell me this. How do you think, or what do you think about, I would call them some unnecessary beefs that is in the hip hop genre? Do you think that hip hop can get past that, or that people are going to branch out and create sub genres to keep from being in that hardcore hip hop, I have to be in this mentality type thing?
Why? I just stay in my lane when it's like that, because I'm an all-round artist. I wouldn't say I just do hip-hop, but I mostly do hip-hop and rap, you understand? So, and dancehall is what I do, dancehall too, and R&B. So I'm an all-round.
That's another genre. That's what I'm asking. Do you think
moving
to other genres to keep from being in that hardcore hip hop because it has that stigma around it?
I hear you. One thing with me, I try not to watch artists and what they on, and try study about what they going on with. I try, you know, because I'm a creator, so I like to focus on me alone, especially if I'm not managing any rappers or anything like that. I like to focus on me. I don't like to watch other artists, what they're doing and what they're kind of going on with in that kind of lane.
You have to be aware of what's going on around you. If you're going to do business in the area, that's just like if you're moving to a house, you're going to check out the neighborhood. You're going to see what's going on, what amenities are around.
I hear what you're saying. But the way I've been doing this music thing for a long time, I'm so stubborn. I'm a stubborn artist in that way, then. I'll tell you that, because I don't follow artists. I'm not a follower. I don't want to know what they're going on with to that. I just like to create from what I'm creating from ground up. That means I don't really want to hear what certain rappers have got to say, because I'm a trendsetter. I'm a guy here from Nottingham.
I didn't ask you about certain rappers. What I asked you about was, do you think that the unnecessary beefs in hip hop make artists move to other genres? That was the question.
I don't know. I couldn't really comment on that.
Because in America,
I can't comment on what they're on. I can't really do that. Me as an artist, the way I am.
You're thinking about people. I'm not talking about people. When you look at things like that, do you think that it make artists as a whole move to other genres? And what I was saying to you was, because I have noticed trends in America where artists are leaving hip hop and going to other genres such as country. So that's what the question that I was asking.
Okay, I don't really move like these artists. Like I says, I drop my music in America, so I focus on that, conquering a lot of areas in America and working with the artists that I link up with, or if they're good enough or whatever, and they ask me to do a song or whatever, I'll jump on a song with them if I like their music like that. So I try focus and stay in my lane and do what I'm doing in that side of things. So when it comes to UK artists, I don't move. I definitely don't move like these UK artists and talk like them. I'm not talking like them. I don't move like them. And I'm not.
I don't know how UK artists move, because the artists I have interviewed, some of them are in country, some of them are in rock, and I've interviewed several from hip hop. I mean, so when I say artists, I mean all genres.
All genres. Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
So tell me, how do you work with collaborations?
By email, mostly.
Email? Okay. Yeah. So you record your part in the studio there. I record my part here. We get together with the producer. Okay. So do you think that's...
I'm a producer as well. So I produce, make beats too.
Okay. Where is your... I mean, you say you collaborated with artists from America. What area? I mean, are you more drawn to the East Coast, the West Coast, the Southern rap, the Midwest?
Like I said, it's all over. I'm conquering. I'm on the trying to conquer the whole America. So I would say I've got tunes with LA rappers. I've got tunes with New York rappers. I've got tunes with rappers from Chicago. I've got tunes with rappers from South Indiana, Texas, and them kind of sides as well. A lot of other places, like they're the places I can really think of right now. Canada artists are listening to me hard. So a lot of them are saying that they want to work and that as well over there too.
Have you collaborated with anyone outside of the hip hop genre besides dancehall?
Well, the artists I've worked with in America are mostly hip-hop artists. I haven't really worked with any dancehall artists in America. I've worked with dancehall artists in Jamaica.
No, I said, is there other genres that you have worked with besides
hip-hop? No, it's just being hip-hop. It's just being hip-hop in America that I've been working with.
So tell me this. Tell me about a collaboration that you have had that you would consider successful, but the end product didn't produce the results that you want wanted, but it was still a successful collaboration?
I would say my Bully track, a track what I've got with Bully from D Block, what used to be in D Block, LOX. The guys from Young. Yeah, so I did a song with Bully, I produced it on that. And I put it on my first mixtape, what I dropped with DJ Whiteout, late DJ Whiteout, rest in peace. And it just didn't do it what I wanted it to kind of do. Like, I'm still pushing that song now, like over America. I've been in a lot of groups, on Clubhouse, on Twitter, and where I'm playing my music live, because these DJs, I'm linking up with DJs, innit? So the DJs are playing artists, all different kind of artists from all around the world. But my time comes when they drop my song, because I'm English, and I've got American artists on it who's in the industry kind of too. It lit up the room, it had them all talking and all them things there. So I've seen that go off in Clubhouse, and they don't know who I am. I've just come from nowhere and just dropped my song. So I've seen the potential in the song.
Clubhouse, I'm going to tell you about experience I had on Clubhouse. Yeah. I came on Clubhouse and I was in a music execs room, and yes. I was giving my opinion on something. And he was like, yeah. And it was another lady that worked with him. And she was like, well, those of us in the music industry. And he was like, hold up. He was like, you don't know who people are when they are in these rooms. So you can't say that. And she got mad and she left the room. And I was like, you don't have to be a bitch all the time.
Right. Don't.
So when you say Clubhouse, I totally understand.
I've had some bad experiences, well, in Clubhouse too. Yeah, so you know about Dolph. Rest in peace, Dolph. Rest in peace.
I've had some good experiences on there, good contacts in there, and they don't do all that. And it's called music networking, no egos. And there's really no egos, and people come in. That's one of the more enjoyable rooms that I have seen on Clubhouse, and people get together and make money and actually some real contacts.
Wicked. Yeah, they're the groups I like to go on Clubhouse. I haven't really been on there that much because I've been just getting to the work. You understand? Like, I was with you're the paperwork.
Yeah.
So I was with them lot on the paperwork for a hot minute. They brought me up on Clubhouse. Yeah, so I was on the panel with them talking, telling them who I was. The girls was going mad in there. Damn, you've got accent, man. We love it. They all went mad over my accent and my voice and all that. And I was just in there with them, just gelling with them. I was coming up, they was feeling me and whatever. And then next, I came in there one time, and then one of the girls on there says, I forgot her name now. I'm sure her name was Killer or something like that. She must have gone, oh, wait, Mr. Knight, I got something to talk, and we need to talk to you. I go, huh? And I was down in the crowd. So when I heard that, I just come up in the thing, hear what they've got to say. They're shouting at everybody. Ray's talking their thing. And so when it comes to me now, she shouted me out. She goes, oh, well, Carbon Knight, we hear this from UK that you're not what you say you are. From UK. What? And she goes, yeah, we've heard from some UK people. Haters, innit? I goes, well, she goes, what you got to say? I says, well, if anybody from the UK or anybody got to talk badly about my thing, I want to reach out to you to talk bad about me. They're haters. Yeah? You get me? They're haters. So that don't bother me what you got to say. And then everybody started to perk up in it. Like the ones what checked for me in the paperwork start to perk up and went at the girl, and then it got hot because now somebody from the crowd come up and start to cuss the girl and cuss them all and say, yo, this is for Dolph, you know, what are you lot doing? You lot are not doing things proper, we're trying to do this thing for Dolph. I just ripped him. You see, you're tearing up people, you're trying to terrorize people in the crowd. What are here, come to represent Dolph. And I was there to represent Dolph. I wasn't there for no fame, nothing like that as well, you know. I fought the pain. You with me? I fought this thing from Dolph, innit? You with me? So I thought, let me just go and see what's popping. And plus, I was learning from paperwork. Paperwork got me straight when it comes to the music business again. When I got upon him and I caught upon to him, it clicked my head and I thought, yeah, he showed me game to get back into the game because I was just not really doing the music thing for a hot minute. I was on the paperwork thing, watching what the main man of the paperwork was going on with because he had in the day, he was promoting artists and I was tuned into that and what he had to say about the artist in Texas. So I just followed on that formula. I knew that enough of it, what he was talking, was right. So I got onto it, got onto a publishing deal again. I started to just drop songs and all these things. I was looking for a manager. I'm doing all the correct things to move like an artist, you understand? He got me straight. So when they did that, I was talking to people in America, innit? So I had people over there who I interviewed from Texas, one artist named Nene Lioness. She's a DJ as well from Texas. She's from ATL, from Texas. She's an artist as well. She's got music out there. And I interviewed her on one radio show that I was on. I Told You So Radio I was on. And I was a DJ on there. So I interviewed her. She was my first artist from America. Well, the first artist in all that I interviewed. So I had a talk with her, told her I was back. She says, no, Carvin, I'm glad you're back, Carl. I love your music. And listen, I want to focus on you. I want to push your music. So I'm glad you're back. Let's get your music out there. And she interviewed me, got me on TV over America as well. Like what we're doing now. I was on live camera. I was on, Channel One. No, not Channel One. I forgot the name of the TV, but it was a black channel as well in America. TV One or something like that. I think it was TV One, something like that. The channel was what I went on. So I had a little mad experience on that. And I haven't really been on that paperwork thing since. But when I seen them getting a roasting by the people in the crowd, as what you see, I said my little piece in there when the woman was going off. That's when she went off. I said, see, it's right what she says. They're tearing down people. And I just came out. I thought, leave these lot to what they're doing, innit, car? It's just a mix-up. And I thought, you know what? I'm not in the mix-up thing. I'm trying to progress. I'm trying to grow. Not negative or anything. It's all positive. So I'm going to go do my positive thing. And Nene, she kept me on the thing. She says, forget about rest in peace, Dolph. But forget about that, Carbon. You don't even need to be on that. What we've got popping. So I've just been on it since dropping music. I've dropped by at least about 5 songs this year and all that. So it's been a busy year for me.
Tell me about.
Yeah.
Tell me about the songs that you released this year.
Oh, yeah. So I've dropped a song with an artist named DC. She's an artist from LA, South Central. That song's called Party Time. It's like a dancehall / hip-hop because she's rapping and I'm doing the dancehall thing on it as well. And yeah, man, it's me and her singing on the chorus and that as well. I wrote the chorus for her and all that. And we did that. We put that out. So that's out in all platforms. And I did a song with an artist. I think I forget his name. He's got a long name. Indiana. Indiana something his name is. But the song's called You Can Hate. That song's out there. That's on, I've only put it on Bandcamp. It's called You Can Hit It By Me. So if you Google that song, it will come up. You'll just get it. If you go into Bandcamp and put in Carbon Knight with the K, then you'll get that song. It's called You Can Hate. That's out there. Old song I dropped. I've dropped, The Grind as well. A tune called The Grind with an artist named Tyler Woods from Jersey. He's a songwriter. he's a big singer in the industry as well. He works with D-Block and a lot of them that I work with as well. Styles P, Jadakiss and them, Cheat Looch. Yeah. And yeah, we got that song out there. It's like a slash R&B hip-hop song. He's singing on the chorus, Tyler and me. I'm in the background. And I spit the verses on there. That's called The Grind. So that's out on all platforms as well. And I dropped a song called Light It Up. That's featuring my boy from Philadelphia. And his name's Castellino Kellum. Cold rapper as well, sick rapper. He's on the tune with me. And I've got SAS, Euro Gang. They're from the State Property Part 2 film from England. Megra and Mayhem. So I've got the two brothers, what was America doing their thing, very big. What went on Hot 97 and did a big freestyle and the kind of blew with that. And there was Ryan Kanye, Jay-Z, all of them, innit? So I got them two on a song called Light It Up. That's out there. It's the four of us on that song as well. So that's out on every single platform as well. So you can get that on every single platform called Light It Up. Yeah, by Carbon Knight. And what else? They're the songs mostly what I'm pushing and what I can really remember right now.
Okay, so which one is your favorite?
Yeah, there's just two more songs, but they're the favorites right now, what I'm pushing.
Which one is your favorite?
The favorite, I would say The Grind. The Grind with Tyler Woods.
Tell me why.
Yeah, so I'm pushing that. That's my main single I'm pushing to the radios and all
that. Tell me why that's your favorite. Tell me why that's your favorite.
You know, I'm going to tell you why, because I put big money. I spent money in it to work with that guy. I paid my money. Yeah. And I also knocked him down and all that too. You get me? This is what I'm doing in the game. I'm hustling in the music game. Yeah. So that was the big money that I paid out to work with these artists that I wanted to work with. So he was one artist where I paid. One of the big ones, you get me? So I paid a big money. So, and in the feel of the song and all that, that's the main song. That's the main song what I'm pushing, you feel me? Money's got to come back in from that song and it's got a good feel. So yeah, that's the one I chose. Like, yeah, I've got to be choosing this one. This one's got the feel and the money's being put into that one. So let's go all out on this one. So I said that one. And then it will be Light It Up. Yeah. Nope. They're the ones people.
Now why is Light It Up number two?
Because when I'm on my promotion and that, and I'm promoting to the DJs, the radios around the world and that, they say, Light It Up. I'm telling them The Grind, but they say, yo, we reckon this one, Light It Up. Because when I'm pushing my singles, I will always push three first. I'll send them three songs so they can take their pick and whatever. If they feel they want to play whatever, but I'll tell them, if they ask me, what's the song you want, your main song? I'll say The Grind. Because I'm always talking to radios. So a lot of them always ask me, what's the main song that you're pushing? And I'll say The Grind. Okay. And they'll say, okay, we put it on rotation. I can put it on rotation, or we're going to play it this day or whatever. Then whatever, and I try to tune in and get it so I can push and promote them as well. Mm-hmm. Too. So,
your thoughts on social media. How important do you think social media is to a musical artist?
In these times, definitely important, because definitely important, right? Like, that's what's running it right now. Like, back in the day, I'm coming from that era where it was CDs, tapes, and all that. And I was slinging a lot of CDs and all that. I was selling in the shops and all that. So, internet's took over. That's where you make money now. Like, it's the internet. You want to make money through the music game. Like, it's internet. You got to be pushing your thing on internet. You got to be networking on the net. You gotta be doing a lot of things. You gotta be doing a lot of things on the net. You understand? So, yeah, man, definitely the net's important for artists now. Defo in these times, like, internet rules, definitely.
True. And YouTube has become a big part, and not just for videos, but they have vloggers on YouTube now. And a lot of people will send stories in to different vloggers to get different things out. How do you, as an artist, find the right person to get your stuff to in the, they call it the YouTube streets?
How? It's the vibes. Like, mostly, like, if they get at me, I just work with them. Like, especially if it's America, it's mostly American artists. I mean, American DJs what get at me. It's mostly them. The bloggers are important. Like, I gotta say, they're important for artists to link up with and all that. But to go off the negative thing, I'm not with it. I'm not with all that negative thing. Like, I know what positive is in it. So even when some of these bloggers are doing a story, I was telling, is it what they call him? Twin Towers or something like that. He's a video guy. He does a lot of guys' videos in New York. And I don't really comment in YouTube on the people's things. But when I'm watching him, I like his content and all that. But it's when he speaks now. You understand? When he's speaking and he's commenting on people and commenting on artists, actors and all that. And he's a white guy too. And he's commenting on these things, and the way he comments, you just see the hate in him. You understand? It's easy to see. And I'm like, I had to message him and say, listen, yo, TB, whatever, just give us the content, man, and stop commenting. Yeah? Because anytime you comment, it's just negative, my G. Let these people do their thing. Why do you have to give out that story to try drawing your fans? You're feeding to this negative thing. You hear? He's not positive. He's not a positive guy. You get me? And you can see it through the media. So them kind of guys, yeah, I stay away from them, B. I stay away from them. That's what I like to do. I don't like to watch him all the time. I told you that. The way I'm a positive person, I'm grew up off this positive stuff. You feel me? So I'm here to teach the youth, and teaching the youth them all this negative thing is not good. You understand? We're showing them bad, innit? So I'm not with it. I'm not with it. Definitely not.
Yeah. Well, I thank you for coming. And you can find all of his music on all major platforms. His song, The Grind, is out now. You can find that on all major platforms. You can find us on Spotify, iTunes, Pandora, all the places on your favorite podcasting platforms, and on YouTube and Facebook. And we're getting ready to move to StreamYard, where we'll be on all platforms. And don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. And see you next week. Bye.